Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast, produced by RadioGalveston.com, overlooking the beautiful Gulf of Mexico at 15th and Seawall Boulevard. We are up to episode number 58, and of course, every week we produce a podcast talking about all the things happening around the island of Galveston, but we also check in frequently with community leaders about things going on the island, and certainly there's nobody more involved in the community than the Galveston Chamber of Commerce. So we sat down with the president and CEO, Gina Spagnola. Did you know the Chamber is getting ready to celebrate their 175th anniversary? That's just remarkable. And also very soon, it's going to be their 30th annual golf tournament. So Gina filled us in a little bit about that event.
It's going to be Monday, October 28th. We still have room for some golfers. So if you're interested in sponsoring this year's event, get a hold of me, Gina Spagnola, at gspagnola@galvestonchamber.com. We'd love for you to play. And why play? Because it's a wonderful opportunity to mix with over 200 golfers on that special day. These are presidents and CEOs of businesses here, so it's a wonderful opportunity for you to network your business. We'll also have Senator Larry Taylor, Representative Mays Middleton will be there, and Brandon Backey, go Astros, will be there too. And if you're interested in golfing with Brandon, he's going to be up on the auction block, so you could spend a day with Brandon. Our master sponsors start at $5,000, and we go down to $1,000 for a team of four. If you're not a golfer and you just want to come and mix and meet these golfers, it's a wonderful opportunity for you to be a vendor. Vendor space is very limited, so call us as soon as possible on that, and booth sponsors are $250. We have a couple of other opportunities as well. If you wanted and you can't come out for that day, but you want your name in front of these fine folks, you could sponsor one of our dinners or the luncheon out there. It's going to be at the Galveston Country Club. Again, it's the 30th anniversary. The weather is supposed to be just absolutely outstanding. Please call us at 409-763-5326, or again, email me at gspagnola@galvestonchamber.com. But don't miss this opportunity. It'll be a beautiful day at the Country Club and a wonderful opportunity for you to meet some really fine folks, golf, relax, and just have a great day.
Well, we definitely plan on being there. And let's talk a little bit about the big anniversary that's coming up as well.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited. It's the Chamber's 175th anniversary, and it'll be January 31st. You're not going to want to miss this. We hope to have lots of our members to be there to celebrate this milestone. It's going to be a night to remember, that's for sure. Think of Cinderella. It's going to be a ball. And so we'd love to, for you know, to have 400 or 500 people out there and to really kind of take a journey. We're going to have some exhibits on the Chamber's history. We'll have some wonderful entertainment that evening. And we've got lots of details that I want to cover about the legacy ball. But we would definitely mark your calendars and don't miss this opportunity to celebrate the history of this chamber. There's been some significant things that we found in this history that I didn't even know. And I felt like I knew a lot of the main things that this chamber had done in the leadership. But we'll have lots of past presidents there and chairs of this organization, and it'll be a really great night.
Attending the regular chamber meetings every month, you've been digging some things up because you've had some really kind of cool old pictures that you found over the years.
We've had some wonderful pictures. We were talking about the Port of Galveston, the Galveston County Daily News, and the Galveston Texas City Pilots were actually the first members of this chamber. Can you imagine that they've been members for 175 years? And so we were looking into each one of those and got just a beautiful stack of information from the Port of Galveston, one of which was this beautiful young lady who was promoting the port. She was an employee of the chamber at the time, and I believe there was a strike going on at the port, and so the chamber had decided that they would purchase some license plates, and they were selling them, I believe, for 50 cents. and just trying to help the port. So it's a long relationship spanning 175 years. You know, we're talking about how instrumental the chamber was right out of our boardroom years ago, talking about, hey, we need a maritime academy, and sort of birthed that idea. And we have Texas A&M University at Galveston, but they were instrumental in UTMB and Galveston College and building the seawall. And there were agriculture committees back when we had lots of farms on the West End. And it's just, as a president of this organization for 17 years, I mean, some of this stuff has literally brought me to tears, because I'm just so honored, really, to be able to be a part of such a significant organization, not only to Galveston, but in the region, but to the state of Texas. The leaders of this, the founders, the Republic of Texas in 1845, I mean, they established the city. So it's going to be a wonderful celebration. And you know, we just invite everyone to come out and really celebrate with us on January 31st. The 175th Legacy Ball.
We're probably one of the newer members, so we're only 174 and a half years behind the original members, but we've been really thrilled with the benefits provided for us already. And we'll be featuring a lot more updates as we get a little bit closer to it, so listen for that here on the Galveston Experience Podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's amazing to sit and think about what has happened in the last 175 years here in Galveston. And of course, the Galveston Chamber of Commerce has been right in the middle of it. So as we ramp up to their anniversary, I talked to Gina about maybe putting some things together to kind of go through some of those highlights and create kind of a series that we can run on RadioGalveston.com. So be listening for more information about that. And we'll be looking for you out on the links, the 30th Annual Golf Tournament, Monday, October 28th at the Galveston Country Club. Listen for more information about that, and of course everything happening on the island on the half hour when we talk about Galveston events at RadioGalveston.com. Thanks for checking out the Galveston Experience Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you're notified every time we release a new edition. And if you liked it, give us one of those 5-star reviews. And if you know somebody who'd be a good guest for a future edition, just get a hold of us at GalvestonExperience.com. So we'll see you around the island, maybe at the Galveston Experience Company's offices at 15th and Seawall. And if nothing else, we'll be looking for you right here next time at the Galveston Experience Podcast.